Chapter 27.
Vistara's orders were simple. She was to wait in hiding at the bowl-shaped junction chamber that connected the station's central sphere to its cylindrical wing. If the Skywalkers entered this area alive, she would arm the grenades she had been given and toss them into the chamber. With a little luck, she would be able to pull her hatch closed before the Skywalkers sent the grenades flying back into her corridor. With a lot of luck, there would be enough left of the pair to present to Lord Vol when they returned to Kesh without ship. But, as with any Sith plan, there were layers of treachery and intrigue to consider. And so Vistara had a second assignment. After leaving the airlock through which ship had inserted them onto the station, the first thing Lady Rhea had done was to free surviving members of her crew from Abeloth's thrall, just as Vistara had freed her. The second thing Lady Rhea had done was to change the team's mission from capturing the Skywalkers to killing them. That had been the Strike Force's original purpose, and that was what Lady Rhea ordered them to do. Even had she not still been their commander, it would have taken little effort to win the small group over. Returning ship to Kesh was clearly beyond their capabilities, but Lady Rhea felt confident that the death of the Skywalkers and the news of Abeloth's strange power would be enough to win the Circle's forgiveness. And even if she was wrong, the entire crew had agreed. Returning to Abeloth and her strange planet was out of the question. To the surprise of everyone except Lady Rhea, even Yuvar Chahl had readily embraced the plan. In fact, he had proclaimed that all of the survivors would be bathed in glory when the Circle learned of Abeloth's power. His enthusiasm had aroused suspicions, of course, due in large part to the fact that earlier, when the crew had stopped at the Eternal Crusader to retrieve vac suits and weapons, ship had allowed only Chahl and Ari to board the frigate. So along with Ba'ad Walasari, Vistara had been assigned to keep watch over Chahl and Ari. If the pair attempted to depart their assigned station, they were to be murdered. If they attempted to capture the Skywalkers themselves, they were to be murdered. If they attempted to contact ship, or even looked like they were thinking about disobeying Lady Rhea, they were to be murdered. In short, neither Lady Rhea nor anyone else expected Chahl and Ari to survive the mission. Of course, Vistara hoped Ari would prove them wrong, which was one of the reasons she had been happy to accept the assignment. If anyone was going to give him the benefit of the doubt, it would be her. She might even be able to give him a second chance if no one was looking. Ari's voice came over her helmet speaker.
Hey, Vess.
Yes?
Something's been troubling me about this whole Skywalker mission,
he said.
Why?
Vistara grimaced, immediately suspicious of his motivations.
Ari, don't.
She peered through the crack of her open hatch, looking across the chamber toward the partially open hatch where Ari was hiding.
Lady Rhea gave us our orders.
Yeah, and those orders make sense,
Ari returned. His helmet appeared in the sliver of open space between his hatch, the faceplate raised so she could see one pale eye.
What I don't get is why does Abeloth want the Skywalkers?
I really haven't thought about it,
Vistara lied. The fact of the matter was that she and Lady Rhea had thought about the problem plenty, and still they couldn't see why Abeloth would risk losing all her Sith pets in exchange for just two Jedi. There was only one reason that made even a little sense, and Vistara was loath to believe it.
Maybe Abeloth thinks they're stronger than we are and can survive longer?
Yeah, right,
Ari scoffed.
Two Jedi are stronger than 15 Sith? That...
His voice was overridden by a burst of connection static. For an instant, Vistara hoped it was Chahl, ordering them to be quiet, because maybe then Ari's questions wouldn't be what she feared they were. The opening gambit in some backstabbing ploy of Chahl's. But when the static cleared, it was Lady Rhea's voice that Vistara heard.
Coming your way. Be careful.
The transmission was interrupted by an eruption of blast static, and the deck jumped so hard that Vistara thought the station was about to come apart.
Are very good,
Lady Rhea finished.
Acknowledged,
Vistara said.
And thank you.
Chahl's sharp voice cut her off, ordering,
Silence! You have your orders.
Vistara acknowledged the reprimand with a calm click. Chahl's tone, and her own intuition, told her that Lady Rhea had been entirely right about the Master's treachery. She took a pair of special grenades off her equipment harness and removed the safety locks, then crouched at the hatch, peering through the crack she had left open and waiting for the Skywalkers to show. She did not need to calm Ba'ad Walasari to know the grenades in his hands would be identical to hers. Lady Rhea had made clear to them both that they were not to take any chances, that they were to use the special grenades first if they sensed even the slightest whiff of betrayal from Chawl. A few breaths later, a hatch about a third of the way around the circle opened. A pair of dark figures came shooting into the chamber. Using the force to pull themselves up toward the strange membrane airlock at the top of the chamber. Their helmet faceplates were closed, so it was impossible to be certain these were Luke and Ben Skywalker, whose faces she had seen so many times in training briefings, but the two were wearing the same form-fitting Jedi vac suit she had seen in those briefings, and in their hands they held lightsabers as well as blasters.
"Fools!"
Chawl hissed over the comm. Vistara had to agree. They were moving fast, which was always wise when traversing a potential ambush site, but Force users had so many other tools available that there was no excuse for the kind of risks they were taking, except maybe arrogance. Perhaps the Skywalkers were just so accustomed to having the sole advantage of the Force that they no longer bothered with the most basic of tactical precautions. If these were the best the Jedi had to offer, the Jedi deserved what would befall them when the tribe began its expansion.